Hi. Hey, Tony, what's up? My name is Nick Lopez. I'm 20 years old, and I'm in your physics 180A class at 9 to 10 in the morning. And this is my physics audio presentation. First off, I was born and raised in Visalia, California, which is a little town about 45 minutes south of Fresno. Whenever I mention to people that I'm from Visalia, I always have to say I'm from the Fresno area. So that way they would get it, I mean, since Fresno is our biggest city in the Central Valley. I lived there for 20 years. This is my first time out of my parents' house. I was born and raised in this town. It's the same thing, everything's the same. So it does tend to get a little boring, but since I've been down here, I've appreciated smaller towns better because I think they're more genuine as far as the people go. But since this is my first time out of my parents' house, it's been really weird for me just because it's a new environment, new everything. So I live in a dorm room, so that's another addition to just different personalities. It's just I've never been around so many different personalities, and you kind of have to adapt to your environment. But anyways, my major is athletic training. I got interested in that by default because my ex-girlfriend basically wanted to do that out of high school, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I had pretty good ideas, but I basically followed her into this, and I pretty much fell in love with it once I got into the COS athletic training program, because while I was there, I figured, you know, I can't play college sports or professional sports, and I love sports, so this is the only way I could ever be around it. So, it's fun. I find it fun just to interact with different athletes, you know, take care of them, tape them, ice them, check them out, you know, for injuries and stuff like that. So, it's quite fulfilling for me. But, I am basically taking physics for a prerequisite. I need this class to get into the athletic training program at San Diego State. This is my very first physics class, and probably my only, because I'm only taking it just because I have to. But as far as physics goes, to grow for my intellectual growth, I mean, to be honest with you, I really never had any interest in physics. I heard it was hard, so I kind of try to sidestep it a little bit. But since I've been in here, it's quite interesting, because just to understand like how to throw a simple football or like how far it goes depends on the angle it's thrown or trajectory and force and like the air friction, and mostly the fact that they actually calculated how fast things fall and gravity. That's weird to me. But this class definitely is one of the harder classes I've taken. And the problem-solving method used in class it gets a little hard at times, but your website has helped, because there is a lot of examples on there, step-by-step examples, and just basically just written examples, which is really cool, I think. It shows you how to do step-by-step procedures, different concepts, all the formulas that you need are listed on there. And for my major, I never really thought of it this way. There's a lot of physics involved, just because in sports, you know, you use, like, everything is physics, but I never knew how much is actually in there. Like just tackling somebody, or like I said before, just throwing a football, all that is physics. Friction, force, and all that other good stuff. But, and so I find myself using that in my head when I'm doing my homework, you know, just thinking about, wow, whenever I used to go up and tackle somebody, I used a certain amount of force, or I threw a football, it went at this angle because it went this far, or whatever, or whatnot. But as far as my college experience here, I really like San Diego State. A good environment. It's different, but I love the place. I love the weather. It's where I'm from. It's 100 degree heat valley. But at my old college of Sequoia, I basically thought of it as an extension of high school because, I mean, it was the same people, the same everything. Everything was the same. Everybody that graduated from my high school went to COS, or, you know, some of the lucky ones went to Fresno or Cal Poly, which are TJAC schools, which are from agriculture is everything. So, I really like it here. I really love this school. And what I expect from college is basically experiences and getting an education, of course, but I really want the experiences. I want to look back and just say that this was one of the best times of my life. I don't want to have bad memories up here. But so far, it's been good. It has been some down points, but I expect to meet contacts also because in my field of study, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Who you know is everything, and your contacts are what's going to get you places. So I expect to make a lot of contacts through here, and I got to put myself out there. And I expect myself to do that because I tend to get a little shy. But other than that, just get my degree here and hopefully go and get my master's somewhere. Well, thank you for your time. This has been my physics audio presentation. So.